worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Yes, we're back. Back again.
No.
Freak accident's back. Tell your friends. Yes, we're back.
No.
It's a freak accident. We are back after our Thanksgiving break. My name's Lazy E, joined by Mickey.
Yeah, huh?
And Kara.
Yeah, huh?
Thanks. You guys are so, engaging.
And guess who we're missing again this year?
Yeah, we're missing Crisco the week after Thanksgiving.
Crisco is terrible.
Yeah. So it's going to be us flying not solo, fly low.
No.
Fly solo, right? Nope.
No.
You didn't give me what I did.
Is that even it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay,
it is. I don't remember who was saying it. Was it Jason Derulo? If it starts out that way, I'm going to get it. So, Thanksgiving. Well, go to afreakaccent.com. That is our website. We have everything there. Podcast section, our shop. You can buy a t-shirt. Only $19.95 with shipping.
Oh, now it's $95.
Is it $95?
I think it's $99.
Oh, $99 plus shipping. Oh, 5 cents.
Four cents.
Oh, no. And anyways, you could request free stickers over there. Just give us your physical mailing address and we will get them out to you, or Crisco won't, because
Crisco is terrible.
But
yep.
Anyways, how was your guys' Thanksgiving?
Great.
Again.
Not giving you anything?
No, you guys are.
I'll tell you what I did.
Okay.
First of all, the week before Thanksgiving, I turned old.
Oh, that's right.
Obviously. And 88. And then I was like, what am I going to do on Thanksgiving? Because I'm old now. So I slept. And then I ate a lot.
Oh, yeah. He's a big boy. Big old jiggly fatty bun.
What the heck?
I've been waiting on that one for weeks.
And yeah. That was my Thanksgiving.
So you turned old and did exactly what an old person would do.
Mm-hmm. I actually tried to get out of going anywhere for Thanksgiving.
How'd that work?
It didn't. I was like, I woke up and I went, oh, do I have to go? Can I just say I don't feel good? Which is so nice of me. It's
really family oriented.
Yeah, super family oriented. Tried to get out of it. And then golfer said I couldn't. He's like, just come for a little while. So we went for the entire Thanksgiving thing that we were supposed to do. Two places, actually.
Oh,
and then
God.
Came home stuffed to the gills and snuggled with Timmy and slept some more.
All right.
How about you, Mickey?
Yeah.
We decided to fly to Massachusetts.
Oh, fly.
Yeah, because it was technically faster and then I wouldn't have to deal with traffic. But then we had a 2-hour delay.
Oh, no.
Really?
So yeah. It wasn't faster.
It wasn't faster, but it was still nice because I didn't have to deal with traffic.
Yeah.
So you wait on the delay on the plane, but not having to deal with people honking at each other and like stop and go. So it wasn't terrible. And we just went, my grandparents, and it was, nice and quiet. And we did Chinese food the night before and then chicken for Thanksgiving, because my grandfather does not like turkey, nor does murderer. So it worked out well.
Doesn't it taste just like chicken?
Yeah.
There is a difference.
Really?
Yeah.
Not that much.
Probably could have slipped some turkey in there. They wouldn't have known the difference.
Oh, that's what you should do, is like slowly feed him turkey with chicken until it's fully just turkey.
Yeah.
And get him to like turkey and not chicken.
And then one day be like, guess what? Root everything.
Yeah, you like turkey now.
Yeah, definitely make that noise.
I had a good Black Friday.
Uh-oh.
I got a new couch set.
Oh, fancy.
Couch and love seat. Got it half off.
All right.
I was pretty stoked about that.
So you didn't need the whole couch or love seat, just half of each.
That was poor.
I know it was.
That was poor.
It was.
Do you know what you say to a dead? Do you know what you call a dead polar bear?
What?
Anything you want. It's dead. It can't hear you.
Oh.
He had to make a joke worse than mine.
Yes, I did. That's from the new Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic. It's if you liked the first one, plays a lot of fan service to that.
All right.
Lots of fan service to that one. And it is fantastic. It's everything you want in a Ghostbusters movie.
I didn't even know it was coming out.
What?
Yeah, how did I miss all of that?
It was one of the biggest movies coming out.
Yep, I missed all of it.
And you got a phone call in the middle of this.
It was potential spam.
Oh,
was it potential spam?
It was, yep.
Potential spam called me so much. I'm so sick of the calls.
I think we're getting emails from them too, aren't what? We?
The worst is when the potential spam calls from an area code that's local.
Yeah.
So then you think, oh, maybe it's somebody actually calling me and maybe it's something important. And then you answer it. Your car's warranty is out.
Yeah, I know. Why is it always weird things?
Sorry, I almost hung up on my boss the other day because my car, normally it, you know, tells me who's calling mm-hmm. along with the number. Came up with just the number, and I just happened to have my phone facing up on the seat. Mm-hmm. I looked over, I went, oh, that's the boss. I should probably answer that.
Mm. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. When it's the boss,
yeah,
you answer
yeah.
those calls. I never get a call from our boss, Kara.
No, me either.
Must Which, be nice.
I mean, that's a good thing.
I guess. I guess it is.
He's calling you. That's usually not a good thing.
Yeah.
Whatever. I do have a plight with somebody that works with us, Kara.
It's not me, is it?
No.
Oh.
Works with us. You.
Well, I just, you know, thought maybe you were
no,
playing games.
I have a plight with our cleaning lady.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Because she comes in at 3.
Yeah.
Leaves at after us.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, she's always in the guy's bathroom.
Oh, yeah. No, I think you're right.
She's in there 100% of the time. So if I have to let loose.
You can't.
I can't. And it's not one of those things like if I had to pee, I'd just tell her, hey, can you give me a second?
Right.
I can't let loose because then the smell reeks afterwards.
Right. Yeah.
That's not polite.
There's a bathroom in the hallway.
No, that's the salespeople. I'm afraid I'm going to get something.
Not there. The actual hallway.
Oh, the outside. Mm. No, I'm scared of that one. Too many people use that one. That's too communal.
I walked past it the other day. I'm like, oh, there's a bathroom out here? That's interesting.
One time I was walking out and I heard a lady. It was definitely in the lady's bathroom and it sounded like the faucet was on.
Oh, wow.
She was going pee so much.
All right.
And I heard the flush. I'm like, jeez.
Wow.
The hell were you doing?
You meant business.
I know. Business. My business.
No.
Well, we got two of us. By the end of the show, it'll
no.
be all three. Yes. Yes, it will be. All right. On the show today, we've got, if you've said any of these 10 things, you're officially old. So
I said all of them.
get ready for this. Then we'll find out if all cats are psychos.
Okay.
Which I kind of I'm mad at it right now, just on surface, because I have cats and I'm a cat lover.
Yeah.
So I don't know about
it. See what happens.
Then, good play off of that, we're going to give out a Freaky Award for the weirdest thing a pet owner ever did for what she does with her cat on a plane.
Uh-oh.
Like snakes on a plane?
Except a cat on a plane.
Yeah.
But what she did
uh-oh.
Is something so out of your mindscape. Like, oh. You can't even think that this would happen.
I'm
like,
intrigued.
If you guessed, you would never come as close as weird as what she did.
Huh.
Great.
Yeah. It's bad.
Great.
Then we have any of you played the Urban Dictionary name game?
Yes.
Maybe.
Well, we are going to do that today. We are going to see what our names mean on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, boy.
Get ready to censor. anything on Urban Dictionary, at least the second definition, it's sex.
Yeah, you're right.
Of some sort.
You're right.
And then finally, if we have time, we're going to see how much it would take to buy the 12 days of Christmas. We've all heard the song. See how much it actually costs.
Okay.
It's all on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Here's what listeners are saying about A Freak Accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
I am.
Oh, yes, I am.
Just a grumpy old man. That's what I am. And we don't care who knows it. That's what I am.
I feel like this song is from Chris Gunn.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, he just turned old.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is why he took off today.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way around it.
Yeah, right?
His birthday was yesterday, and suddenly he's too busy for the podcast.
Oh, just so busy.
He's got so much going on. BS. I know what he does.
I feel like if we listen back in years past, he's missed every day after Thanksgiving.
That would be an interesting thing. Oh. Listener, if you could go to the podcast section of afreakaccent.com and download and listen to every episode that happened after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Not the best of, the episode after that.
And if it was a best of, then Crisco wasn't
then
there.
Then he wasn't there. So, because we didn't have any other way of recording at that particular moment of doing the show. All right. Anyways, someone on Reddit asked people to name things that only old people would say. For example, if you ever said, I can't have caffeine this late in the day. You're officially old now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We all have said that old thing. We'll go over our own after we go over on this list here. At number, here's one. No thanks. That's the caffeine one. All right. So I've never said that because caffeine doesn't affect me.
Me either.
Yeah, it affects me, but I keep having it late in the day anyway. Whatever.
How about, have you ever said around Christmas, that's a nice box, I'll keep it?
Oh my God. Yes. And not even just around Christmas, anytime I get a gift or like a cool box in the mail.
Yeah, but you're old, so we know this.
I got new shoes and the box had like a sticky tab and a ribbon tied to it. And I'm like, I'm going to keep this box.
Proofreader does that.
Uh-oh.
My fiance, she always, if it's a nice box, she's like, we're going to keep it and we're going to give it to some, we re-gift boxes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, I mean, it saves money.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's an old thing to say right there.
You got it.
Oh, babe, check out these new balances.
Oh.
All these new balances.
Oh, I haven't done that.
No, I don't have new balances.
Nope.
I haven't reached that level of old. Although, if they were a decent price and it was a good deal, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm lucky. My mom works at JCPenney, so I get the family discount.
Ooh, fancy.
I know. So I never have to go too low on the shoe totem pole.
Yeah. Although I feel like, because Murderer is all about the insoles for work, I feel like that kind of falls in that same playing field as New Balances.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So he's old.
Oh, yeah.
When you say insoles, yeah.
Yep.
When you're worried about the shoe insole.
Yeah.
How about, you strap something to your car and then say, yep, that's not going anywhere. Done it. Absolutely have done it. When me and my buddies were going to Cincinnati, we tied something to the top of the thing. We're like, yep, not going anywhere. We had a pullover on the highway.
Oh, no.
It was going somewhere.
It definitely ended up in the window beside me. I was like, uh-oh, I'm seeing stuff. This isn't good. So we crammed everything in.
Oh, no.
Have either of you had that incident?
I don't do anything to my car because I don't know how to do anything, but I'm sure a golfer has done that. Sounds familiar.
We're usually pretty good about making sure things are tied down correctly.
But have you said it's not going anywhere?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep, that's the old statement.
Good job, Mickey.
You're at Home Depot. Hey, Mickey. Yep.
Uh-huh.
And say something like, oh, yeah, that's quality lumber.
Definitely not.
I have never done that. And I'm glad I never reached that age because I always dreaded when I was younger that I would treat a Home Depot like a toy store.
Murderer does.
He does?
Oh, absolutely. He does.
You see, I can't. I just find it boring.
Yeah, no, he loves it.
God.
Yeah, there's always, and this is the next sentence that goes with that old sentence. The projects never stop.
Yep.
There's always something to fix.
Oh, just when you have one fixed, the next one breaks.
That goes along with it.
That I think it's when you're older you say that, because when you buy a house.
Yeah.
Because then the problems never end. Nope. Go rent. Don't buy. All right. Alcohol makes me sleepy.
I've always said that. So I've been old forever.
Yeah.
I remember at a time when I did drink, it always made me feel awake. Hmm. It made me feel ready to go. Like I was ready to party at that point.
I would be awake like the first like one or two. And then after that, it was just like, I'm done with all this. Let's just go to bed.
No, I'm less definitely like
me and everyone, I guess.
A sip.
Yeah.
I want to go to bed. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Interesting.
Losers. Says the guy who can't drink anymore.
Yeah,
huh? Okay. I have said this and I feel bad that I say it because in my car, it's a totally different story. Why is the music so loud in here?
Yep.
I've said that in places, but in my car, it's always booming. And I think it's because I'm going deaf.
That could be
working a radio long enough, having headphones on all the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
So,
although I've definitely noticed there are places like when you go somewhere with a group of friends, you want the music loud, but not so loud that you can't have a conversation with people. So that and especially around here, I notice it. Mm-hmm. So
there's no happy medium
now.
Yeah.
The one place that you could go shopping and it's almost to the point where you can't think is Old Navy. Their music is always way too loud.
Yeah, it has been.
And it's annoying music, too, because it's the same stuff as their commercials. So it's like, da, 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 and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, I get it. I'm here. You're trying to force me out?
I know what your commercials are like. Please stop this. All right. Referring to people in their early 20s as kids.
Yep. I do that to people in their 40s and 50s.
Oh, you just call it. That's just a nickname for you.
Yeah. No, yeah. Everybody's a kid to me. Yeah.
I have noticed. I don't know if I've ever called them kids, but I definitely looked at people at a establishment, a bar or something like that, and said, they're not old enough to drink.
Yeah, definitely.
They can't be in here. And then I say they look like babies.
Babies. Yeah.
I never say kids. I always say they look like babies.
You go one step further. You take it all the way back, almost to fetus.
they
look like a sperm and an egg. fertilized egg.
We haven't had a good drop in a while, but I'm glad you provided us with that one.
They look like a zygote. Right?
That would be my rap.
I don't know. You're the one doing all that stuff. Tell me.
I don't know what it's called.
I think it is.
I think it's zygote or like, I don't know, something like that.
Sperm and an egg.
I like that. It's funnier.
I can't go out for dinner. I have chicken in the fridge that needs to be cooked before it goes bad.
Okay. No, I don't do that. But that's because I don't cook.
Saw that coming.
Yeah.
Me and Proofreader do that all the time.
Yeah.
It's always like, what's the expiration date on that? Well, we got to cook that tonight and have it for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I just stick it in the freezer.
But no, that doesn't make it good.
It holds it longer.
Yeah.
Longer, but not. There's certain food I don't know if I could go past expiration date. Like, well, specifically beverages, milk.
Yeah.
If it's anywhere near the expiration date, I'm fuzzy about it because
I go by sniff test.
I went one time.
You're so brave.
Yeah. One time I had it and it was sour.
Yeah.
And I can't go back from that.
Yeah, I'm just like really nervous about when they say the expiration date is you still have a couple days after. Like, how many exactly?
That's why you use a sniff test.
Because, yeah, but different things are different days.
Sure,
like
they
the
are.
Milk, maybe, and then maybe like, are eggs good longer or like chicken or, but now like chips and stuff, they just taste stale. But you can eat them, I think.
Yeah, you can eat them.
It's just like just weird, chewy. Right? It's like, I don't know. I
always wondered how blue cheese could go bad. Doesn't
yeah, right?
Just, wouldn't
that
just enhance the flavor?
Probably.
Yeah.
I've never attempted it because, again, moldy cheese. I mean, I like blue cheese, which is technically moldy cheese.
Yeah.
But
extra molds, not so much.
No.
It's like different.
Finally, we'll end it out on this one. Things you've said, if you said these things, you're officially old. And I've definitely said this one, and I'm pretty sure Kara has.
Uh-oh.
It's 8:30 at night. A little late to start a movie.
Oh my gosh. No lie. My friend was in from California. I haven't seen her in a year. She came in and she was like, let's meet up at the casino. We're going out for dinner and we're going to, I haven't seen you. I'm only in for 3 days. And I said, all right, what time? And she said 9 o'clock. And I said, there's no chance I'm starting my night at 9 o'clock.
When back in the day, that's when it wasn't even started yet.
Yeah. Actually, I asked a friend of mine to come out with me on Monday night because I have a bowling league. And I'm like, oh, I'll be there. We can hang out. We could have like something to eat. Can we meet up at 7? And she said, 7's a little late to start to go out on Monday night. So she even beats me.
Yeah. The oldest thing you said in that sentence is, I'm in a bowling league.
All right, listen.
I was in one too. Yeah. I can't say much against
the
it.
The same league, actually, as me.
All right.
Yeah.
So there. Meh.
Good one.
That was a good comeback.
Go ahead.
Nope, done.
Finish it?
Nothing else.
No?
Nope.
You good with that one? Yeah. Any others you think you could add to that list?
I don't know.
Mine. It's 5:05. I got to take my antacid pill.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That's a good one.
Yeah, and then, it's getting to 10. Better start shutting off the TV. Time to go to bed.
Ones, yeah. How about something with money? I'm sure there's money old people things. Like, oh, I do that. Like, do I really need to spend $20 on that shirt? I could use that to pay, like, for
whatever bill.
Yeah, or whatever bill. Like, I've done that. Yeah. Do I really need that? Yeah.
Yeah, when you were younger, it was just like, gimme, 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 gimme.
I already have a pair of black shoes. They go with everything. But I don't know. A lot of girls aren't like that, but I'm good. One and done.
Shoes. I own, like, 10 pairs of Converse, so I can't say anything about the shoes.
Yeah, but they're all like...
They're all Converse.
Yeah, so...
But they start a good conversation.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ah, ah, ah,
ah, ah. Ah. That was like an old thing that you just said.
I know, my dad jokes. Yeah. That's how you know I'm old.
Yep.
Is these are hilarious to me.
And on that note.
Anyways.
Time to go to bed.
If you could think of any other things that when you say them, you immediately know the person's old or you know you're old, email us freaks@afreakaccident.com. Coming up, we are going to find out, are all cats psychos? I have a plight with this one.
If you need to listen to a freak accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
There's never not going to be a time when I can't when I can use this song that I will not use it. Cat warbling song.
Watching you sing along is the best part.
Have you played this for your cats yet?
No.
You should.
I have you?
No.
I thought we were going to see that it does something. So cats, I love cats.
Yes.
Cats are the perfect animal. They take care of themselves. You don't have to take them for walks. Care of the look. The look you gave me.
Well, I mean, I don't know. They're fine.
Have you ever owned a cat?
No, I can't really. I can't tolerate cat like dander for very long. So I'm good for a couple hours. And then after that, my eyes get watery and I sneeze and I get congested. So but it's like I could go maybe 2 to 4 hours, depending on how many cats and how dandery it is. So
well,
no.
Well, this is from the Daily Mail. Even if you're a cat person, you have to admit cats can be a little psycho.
Yep.
That's what people say.
And now,
I agree.
It's officially proven by science.
Oh, snap. Oh, cat.
Snap.
What is happening here?
I just like to let Karen let it all out. It's like a dog humping your leg. You just have to let him finish. And sometimes you get a result.
Get drops.
Wow.
Yes, out of both.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers recently conducted a study involving more than 2,000 cat owners where the owners were presented with 46 psychopathic behaviors, and they had to say how well each described their pet. There was stuff like, my cat torments their prey rather than killing it right away.
Oh, that's like...
So they play with it. That's actually why cat toys have that squeaky noise in it.
So like they... to mimic their killing it?
Yeah.
Well, same with dog toys.
Yeah, that's true.
But they like to mess it around first. They like to boom, 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 boom.
Torture their food.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, there's a name for that. Besides psycho. Isn't it like a... It's something.
I have no idea where you're going with that.
What's the name of...
Zygote.
There's a name for that. I don't know what it is.
There was another one. Oh, well. My cat vocalizes loudly for no apparent reason. My cat does that. My one cat.
The one in the next room over. We usually hear him. I'm surprised he's not screaming loudly.
I did hear him when I first got here.
Okay.
But my one cat would just randomly go... It literally screams Figaro.
Huh.
He screams.
All right.
His name's Figaro?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. The other one's Tigger.
Aw, Tigger and Figaro? What's your cat's name?
Miso.
Oh, that's right. I knew that.
Miso boy.
I knew you were going to do that. We do it.
There was another. My cat is very excitable and goes into overdrive and becomes uncoordinated. Every cat does that. Yeah. Where they run and then all of a sudden they skid out. They're like...
And they just like flip and flop around?
Or... Yeah.
Oh my God.
And funny. Then they look around like embarrassed. They're like, oh God. Others involved, whether they sit in high places, whether they dominate the neighborhood cats, and whether they purr when attacking people or animals. According to the lead researcher, quote, it is likely all cats have an element of psychopathy and it would have once been helpful to their for their ancestors in terms of acquiring food, territory, and mating opportunities.
Yeah, because if you're crazy, everybody else is going to back off. You're crazy.
You crazy.
You crazy, girl. Uh-uh. Oh, that's another one.
Yep, that's a good drop. Thank you. You've been dry with those for a while, so it's good to have it coming back here. At first I had a little problem with that because my cats, they're like, I always say they're like dogs.
Yeah.
My cats will want pets. They want to sit by you. They want to just cuddle and play. But I get where they're going with this. This is more of a mental state type of thing where the screaming randomly, the uncoordinatedness of when they run. What was the other one?
The terrorizing its food.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, my cats are indoor cats, so they don't do that.
Do they terrorize their toys?
Oh, yeah. Figaro licks it, hits it around, and then chases it, like throws... He'll throw it.
Like plays with himself. Wait.
Once again, a great episode. You have tuned in at the right time, listener. You have tuned in at the right time. So can we say cats are psychopaths, though?
Yes.
I mean, I guess, right?
I don't know.
I didn't need science to tell me this.
Is it? Well, I guess it is every cat, because I think although Tigger doesn't scream randomly. He's very purposeful with his meows.
Yeah, when he wants food.
No.
Oh, all right.
When he just wants attention.
That's because he's planning the downfall of your regime.
Oh, yeah. I always say that he always thinks in his head, we need to go back to Egyptian times when people knew, people understood. They knew the good times.
That's right.
The better times.
Yep.
Anyway, so if you think a cat's a psychopath or you want to defend a cat, email us freaks@afreakaccident.com. Now I need to figure out where I'm at here because I opened up too many pages. Speaking of cats, we are going to find out the cat's not the psycho. Mm. The lady's the psycho for a freak accident award for the weirdest pet owner ever. Next.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
Welcome to the A Freak Accident Awards.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. I'm in my finest underwear. Yes. Just underwear.
Of course.
But it is bedazzled. Ooh. all around the rather the good parts.
The rather
the good parts. The rather good parts. Kara, what are you wearing?
I don't know.
I've got my jammies on.
I'm wearing your mother. What was that drop?
I think that's where it was from.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was, we were talking about Silence of the Lamb.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when you brought
it. Oh, maybe.
That's the quote from the movie, but it's not, right?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So this is a freaky award for the weirdest animal owner of all time. Don't look at the screen.
I can't read it from here. I'm old, remember?
Oh, that's true.
Where are my glasses?
Where are my specs? Yeah. My bifocals.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, Proofreader had to get those recently and really? She hated it.
Aw.
She was like, damn it.
Did she have glasses before that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Because my doctor told me that, well, maybe wait. It depends, I guess, on what your prescription is. But he told me that I likely would never need them because of what my prescription is.
But
is
you're
that interesting?
But here's the thing.
What?
Now you're staring at a screen all day.
I know. It's going to change. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
You're ruining your life.
My eyes are becoming star-shaped.
But anyways, we're going to get to this animal owner.
Okay, let's do
and
it.
Like I said, you can't imagine how bad this is.
Okay.
Now, most people agree. Now, this is from TikTok, where you get all the important news.
That's right.
Most people agree new moms should be allowed to breastfeed whenever they want.
No.
And whenever, you know.
This is not where this is going, is
wherever. It? Wherever.
I'm a nervous wreck now.
But that only applies if you're breastfeeding a human.
Oh my gosh.
Someone posted a screenshot on Twitter that appears to show a Delta pilot sending a message to air control about a passenger who refused to stop breastfeeding.
Oh my gosh.
Her cat.
No.
Really?
No. Is that true?
It supposedly happened on a recent flight from Syracuse to Atlanta. The message says a passenger in seat 13A was breastfeeding her cat and refused to put it back in its carrier when they asked her to. So not only was she breastfeeding, she was content on doing it. She was determined to finish.
Why? That's gross. That's like animal abuse, sort of.
It is. No, it absolutely is.
Now, you were just asking, is it true? A flight attendant on TikTok seemed to have confirmed this report, but then deactivated her account before she put it down, though.
Ooh.
Her post said the woman was swaddling her cat in a blanket with her shirt up while trying to get it to latch on.
Oh, my gosh.
And the cat was, quote, screaming for its life.
Well, I bet.
I wonder why.
That cat's not a psychopath.
Uh-uh. That cat
no, the
is screaming
owners.
For a reason.
Like, there's no way in any world that this is okay.
No.
Like this kind of goes on that. It was years ago. We talked about this. The woman who breastfeeded her 13-year-old son.
Yeah. I remember about that. Yeah.
Like there's no way.
No.
That's okay. That's psychological problem.
Yeah, it is.
For that instance, the kid too. For this instance, that should be animal. SPCA should be called in on that.
I know.
I hope they were.
I bet they were because. Yeah, that's just, I mean, I get like, I know people treat their animals like they're their babies and stuff, but there's like also, there's a line, obviously.
Yeah.
And she was way over it. Not just, she didn't just toe the line.
No,
she was like way far away.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to do it, best.
I can't, this lady,
you win it. The freaky award.
Yeah.
For the worst, most terrible cat owner and weirdest of all time.
She is a freak, for sure.
We're gonna stay away from cats from now on.
Yeah, let's
stay away from those stories. The cat warbling, we started out with that. That was like our first story about cats, but I think we've hit the rock bottom. This is
the dark side of cats.
Yeah, this is the dark web. So, have you ever played the Urban Dictionary name game yet? Well, we're about to and find out what our names mean on Urban Dictionary coming up in a few minutes.
You gotta know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought,
Forget all that. Just grab the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
I love Urban Dictionary. I mean, for the most part, it is just gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could find some pretty seedy things on there. It was launched in, I'm surprised about this, 1999.
Wow.
Urban Dictionary's been around for a long time. 21 years.
Huh.
It's old enough to drink.
Yeah.
Urban Dictionary. So it has millions of definitions at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, when it first came out, if you tried this game, it wouldn't work. Because they didn't have enough on there. Now, mostly, like we said, it deals with a lot of gross stuff, a lot of sexual innuendos, that kind of stuff, gross stuff.
Yeah, and anybody can put a definition on Urban Dictionary. It's like the Wikipedia of urban. So you don't know what you're getting.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yes. You don't know what you're getting. Yeah.
But there's this thing that's gone viral now where people are putting in their names and finding out what it means.
Oh, boy.
So who do we want to start out
with? Mickey.
You gotta spell it right?
Yeah, I gotta spell your name. Mikkel. No. All right, ready?
Go for it.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh. Well, you're gonna like this. Mickey is the very embodiment of perfection.
Oh, my God.
Her timeless beauty would humble that of Cleopatra herself, never fading as the years pass.
I feel special.
Why don't you lie? Why you always lying?
So. It gets better.
Oh my God. Stop.
Or it gets worse.
Lying. Worse.
A beautiful, compassionate person that is fantastic in bed.
Yeah, of course. We have to bring that part
and
of it
would
in.
Jump in front of a speeding bullet for her loved ones. Don't would cross you? Her. She will cut you.
That I believe. That the only thing out of that entire definition I believe is she will cut me.
This one says that you are a stupid B word, know-it-all liar, and you live in fantasy. I don't like that one. Beautiful bombshell. Usually short, and your hair color usually ranges from one extreme to another.
That was years ago, but yeah.
No, your hairstyles, I would say, if anything.
Well, that too. Mm-hmm. But no, I used to have the multicolored hair.
A person, Mickey. A person who takes baths in hot sauce to make her skin taste spicy.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That's it. There's like 9 pages of definition.
So that's
as far as we're going. I like the first one.
So Lazy E isn't my real name. This is a shocker to unless you've listened to the show for a while. It's Adam. So let's look up what Adam means.
At first glance, Adam seems to be quite distanced, cold, boring, and sometimes weird.
Well, I guess 1 out of 3 ain't bad.
But you have a great smile. Yeah, that's it. The next one says, son of Osama bin Laden.
Oh, no.
Are you serious?
Not even kidding at all. What? How would I make that up?
I don't know. You're weird.
The next one says that Adam is hilarious, talented, caring, and basically perfect.
Oh, they're right. We can stop there.
This one says you're tall.
Nope.
No.
And athletic.
Definitely not.
Was.
With short, curly hair.
No.
This
short.
This next one says, Adam, a freaking psychopath.
Oh, I'm a cat. Know.
And also Adam, a man who sits at home on a computer and reads definitions about his own name.
Well done, Urban Dictionary. Well done.
That's the last one on the first page.
There's only one left.
Just me.
Well, we could do.
Oh, we could do Crisco.
We should check if Crisco's up there.
I'm going to look up Crisco first. Crisco.
Uh-oh.
A lard substitute that can be found in a large can.
Yeah.
Lubricant. Quite simply put, fat in a can.
That's how I describe Crisco. Fat in a can.
Yeah. Let's look up just.
Yeah, look up Chris.
Chris. A heck of a good name. That's what it says. A really hot teddy bear.
a teddy bear.
I'm calling him a hot teddy bear from now on.
They're really hot. The hottest guy you'll ever meet. His abs are nothing compared to his hair, humor, and looks.
And apparently his ego.
I know, right? Chris, probably your name, and you're looking it up to see what your name is defined as. Okay. And this is it. Whatever, you're that loser. Oh, Chris, a person who's bound to star in a Marvel movie.
Well, Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, whatever. I don't know. All right, let's move on. Cat. Oh, it helps if I spell my own name right.
You said cat.
I put in Kata. All right, Kara is a very kind-hearted girl, but doesn't like to share her feelings. She's very shy and overall adorable. In case you were wondering.
Why the f*** you lying?
A beautiful girl that deserves the best of guys. She has a great... Oh, wait. I like this one. Great personality. And then right here it says, she's perfect in every way and is the best cook alive.
Why you always lying?
We know that's not true. Let's see. Everybody just says I'm like great. All these just say like she's the best.
The ego is building.
She's skipping friend. Over all the bad ones. Yeah.
It really says terrible person. Daughter of Osama bin Laden.
Best looking girl ever. So hot and sexy. It's not even funny. As you can tell, obviously, from looking at me right now. I mean, guys, let me go to page two. Because, oh my God, beautiful, wonderful. What? What?
We're going to stop on you right
she
now.
She just totally skipped over all the
yeah,
bad ones.
Yeah, she definitely did.
No, I'm serious.
I'm serial, guys.
I'm so serial, guys. They all say the same thing.
Boring.
The best, yeah. Funny sense of humor. Wow. Some Kara's really got on here and like,
so, updated their dictionary.
So here's the deal. If you're listening and you want to try this out, we want to hear what your name is and we'll revisit it on the show.
Yeah.
Email us freaks@afreakaccident.com. Just make sure it's not all gushy and everything like that. Like
yeah,
yours.
Mine are all gushy. Oh, wait, here's the best one. I'm usually referred to as Pikachu.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, I guess it makes as much sense as son of Osama bin Laden.
That was good.
Oh, my God. All right. On the way, we're going to end out the show. How much would it take to buy the 12 days of Christmas? It might be too much.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
On the 12th day my true love gave to me, 12 drummers drumming like Olympus upon the surrogate.
I thought they said Limp Bizkit.
Like Olympus. Pirates poppy, 10 naughty.
So we get it.
Yep.
The 12 days of Christmas, you've heard it about 5 million ways. From 700 different artists. I mean, it's been overdone.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. Kara knows from working at a station where they just play Christmas music nonstop.
Love it. There's a Scrooge stream if you don't want to listen to it.
Really?
Yeah, on the website.
Oh, that's hysterical.
That's actually a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
See? Give them credit for that.
There you go.
Yeah. Was that your idea?
No. That's been happening for years.
I didn't know that until now. Well. And I've been working there for 17 years.
Oh, oh no.
My God.
Huh.
But you think somebody who went out there and bought all this stuff, like the 12 days of Christmas, how much would it cost today?
Way too much.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're going to get to in this.
Good.
So we'll start out with number one.
Okay.
A partridge in a pear tree.
Uh-huh.
That is $222.68.
I mean, that's not a terrible price.
It has grown over the year entirely due to the rising cost of this tree.
Oh, it's the tree that's expensive?
Lumber. Because, I mean, that's like buying lumber.
I guess.
Right?
Kind of.
Where do partridges hail from?
I have no idea.
From pear trees. But didn't you listen?
Sorry.
God almighty.
All right.
Now we move to two turtle doves.
Ah.
$450.
That's it?
Is that why magicians don't use them anymore?
You said that's it.
Well, because they're turtle doves. Again, where do you find them in nature? Don't they have to be like scientifically built?
No.
This is coming from, what does that say? It's PNCChristmasPriceIndex.com. So there's a place.
So it's an actual bank.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Although I wouldn't trust PNC Bank with my life, but, you know, that's fine.
Well, they're strong stance. They say these two birds were among the most changed gifts in the index this year, reflecting validity in the market overall so far in 2021.
Hmm.
So let's move down. What's the third one? Does anybody know?
Three French hens.
Three French hens.
That's right.
And those three French hens will knock your pocketbook for $255.
Again,
not terrible.
It's risen 40% from last year.
Well, you know, supply chain kind of off this year for most things. So
it's apparently a trend among birds.
How come so many of these gifts are birds?
I don't know.
It's a lot of birds.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of birds.
You have to really like birds for this.
I mean, the hens I'm okay with. You get eggs from the hens, but, you know, the other two, well.
Like they just hang, they just live.
Yeah.
We move on to more birds.
Mm-hmm.
Four calling birds.
Huh.
$599.96.
Jeez, why are these birds? Like, see, what are these birds? They have to be like robot birds or like.
Are you going down that path?
I don't know.
Interesting. It hasn't changed from last year.
Oh, same cost. Huh.
The influx for calling birds, apparently, supply and demand did not rise.
Not for them.
No. The five gold rings, my lord.
Wow.
$895, up 8.5% this year. Jeez.
Do they say what?
How many ounces? Yeah.
My glasses on so I could see.
No.
Shiny.
No.
No, they don't.
No, it doesn't say that at all.
So they're just like five gold-plated rings.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Because they look big in that picture.
Six geese a-laying. How much would it cost you?
Six geese a-laying.
Oh, $1,000.
Yeah, because birds are expensive right now. Yeah, like $900.
$660.
That's not bad.
Up 57.1% this year, though.
That's a lot.
Nobody likes geese.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good point. Yeah. Poor geese. Uh-oh. More birds! All birds.
Seven swans a-swimming. How much would you pay for a swan a-swimming? My guess is it's going to be like $700.
Yeah, because now with the geese thing, because they're like almost the same, aren't they?
I'm going with like $1,200 because it's a swan.
Ooh.
Let's see.
$13,125,
mother of lord!
That makes no sense!
I knew they were expensive, but what? Woo!
Wow!
It's the same as it cost last year.
That is ridiculous. Why?
So that's like, what, $2,000 a bird?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
They better be a tasty bird.
But they're swimming.
They're jerks.
Stop looking at me, swans. All right, let's move on. Oh, yes, we're going to the maids of milking.
The lady from the TikTok video.
And she's cheap, baby.
Yeah, well.
She's only going for $58.
Could have figured that one out.
Gentlemen.
Is that like per hour or what are they figuring this on? Minimum wage.
Yeah.
There's no change in the minimum wage. It's the same as last year.
So
we only get them for like an hour?
Well, minimum wage is only
$7.25.
So,
but you only get them for an hour?
There's eight of them. Oh, I guess they figured it on an hour. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Let's move down here.
Ooh,
nine ladies dancing. Well, that costs about $20 at the certain club.
That costs a stack of thick ones.
Thanks for the drop, Kara.
Wow. How much do you think it would cost for nine ladies dancing?
I told you.
My pride and dignity. No, it'll cost you $7,552.84. Again, goes with minimum wage.
And they have a picture of like a ballerina. So they went the opposite direction that we did of ladies dancing.
Oh, so they were out of the 2020 price index because of live stuff being canceled last year.
That
so there was
sense.
No change in from last year.
So really, yeah, okay, all right.
And the price has gone up in performance arts recently.
Sure.
Which is why it's so expensive.
Right.
That's interesting. I didn't look at it from that angle.
Nope. Let's go down. I know how to work on mouse's
computer. How much would it cost for a lord? A lord of leaping, 10 of them.
How do you even price? Are they dancers too? Is that considered dancing?
Yeah, they're leap. Well, they're leapers.
So $9,000.
Mickey,
I'll go with $11,000.
I'm going with $1.
Jeez.
$1
Price,
Bob.
Your price is writing it.
Woo! Who said 11,000?
I did.
You did. I said it.
You idiot.
I mean, I know we sound alike, but come on, Kara.
It actually came out of her mouth.
I really believed in my heart that I said it. You can't trust the word I say.
$11,260 to be exact, rising more than 13% in from 2019.
Wow.
In part to the increased wages. Leaping lords are glad to be stepping their way back into the Christmas. Oh, because it wasn't in last year.
So they're not dancers. The picture is an ice skater. Oh, so is it like ice dancing?
I have no idea.
I know. I'm confused as to what
is. They said that they weren't in last year, so maybe.
Maybe.
Much ice like the dancing? Dancer.
Yeah.
What was that?
Murderer blowing his nose.
Okay, I thought someone farted in here.
Well,
all right. 11 pipers piping.
Well, that doesn't...
Give me your price.
Nope. I was just going to say something.
Go ahead.
I stopped it.
Say it.
About laying pipe, and I changed my mind.
Yeah, I thought you were going the drug reference.
Nope. Oh, no. Well, 11 pipers piping. I don't know.
A dime bag and $3.
$5,000.
I'm going to stick with my $11,000.
$11,000. I'm going to go with...
$1, Bob.
$1, no. I'm going to go with $20,000.
Okay.
I'm going for the big number. Let's see. What? $2,943? Why?
Because musicians aren't well paid.
Aw.
The return of live music may be worth it. It's up 7.1%, though.
Well, that's good.
That's still sad.
So, man, musicians aren't... It's, what a terrible industry.
I know.
Should all become dancers.
Yeah, I know. So seriously.
You know.
And the final one.
12 drummers drumming.
It's another performance one.
Yeah. So we're going to go with like 5,000 on that one.
Yeah, like I'm going to go 4,000.
I'm going to go 7,000.
Ooh.
3,000.
Poor musicians.
I know. That's really
3,183. And that is up 7.1%. My God.
Poor drummers. So.
So the cost of everything is. Wait, that's not the right number right there. The true cost of everything for you to buy all 12 days. $41,205.58, up from $2,212 from 2019, because they couldn't do last year because some of them were omitted from it.
Right.
That's a lot of money for 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah, but look at how cool this is. It says that price is if you buy every group of the things once. If you buy things over and over, like when the song sings it over and over.
Yeah.
You'll need $180,000. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
My God.
That's redonk.
And plus, why would you want all those birds?
Yeah. That's so many birds.
That's so many birds. Well, guys, we went overtime.
All right.
So, Kara, why don't you tell people where they need to go?
Nah.
I almost said a bad word right there.
Okay. Afreakaccident.com is the website. Many things to do there, like listen to all of our past podcasts. And
in the podcast section.
In the podcast section. No, listen to the past podcasts in the social media section. Of course, it's the podcast section.
Shut up.
Anyway, then when you listen to the podcast, you can subscribe. So that way you get it delivered right to you each week instead of having to try to find it all the time, which is easy to do. But who wants to do that, honestly? And then this way you can also rate, review, share with your friends, tell everybody about it, all that fun stuff. Then also on the website is Connect. That's social media.
Yeah.
And that's like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter. Find us, A Freak Accident.
And interact with us because you might end up being part of the show.
I know. That's what's the coolest part about it, honestly. Shop tab, you could buy a t-shirt for that $19.95 that we talked about.
$19.99.
Or $99, we're not sure. And plus shipping and handling. But it is a really cool t-shirt. Makes a great gift just in the time for Christmas here.
Yeah.
And also for the new year, because maybe you want to buy it to work out in when you get your gym membership that you're going to use for a month and then get rid of. So, you know, try that. Or we have an option where you can get free stickers. Just give us your physical mailing address and Crisco may or may not mail them to you. Depends what mood he's in. Also, there's other little stuff that's on the website that
we don't even talk about.
We don't even tell people because gotta go there, you know, and find out. And is that it?
The most important thing, share us with your friends.
I think I said that.
She said that, yeah.
Oh, email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Because the email now works.
Yes, and you can officially email us. Next week, a guy was sick of waiting to use a machine at the gym. So he did something drastic.
No.
You will find out what that is next week. For A Freak Accident and for Crisco, I'm Lazy.
Oh, I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
Go ahead. You do it.
You're Crisco, man.
Yeah.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
I am. Oh, yes, I am just a grumpy old man.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. You're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.